Hey, welcome to the Sparks team training call for Monday, February 18th, 2013. Tonight we're going to talk something kind of near and dear to my heart, money and your money blueprint and how it affects your ability to be successful with money. We're also going to hear from a couple dealers in our team and how their activities are bringing success to their business. First off, we're going to have a few short announcements just for Chuck so that we get through those real quick. But the 40th convention and the core technology is coming up. It's July 16th to the 20th. If you haven't registered, I got a list together the other day, and there was very few dealers in our team on that list. So get your name on the list. The convention is the 18th through the 20th of July. And then also the core technology, which is basically the AMSL University, where they teach you about lubrication and the fundamentals of filtration and all kinds of it's called the core technology, the basics. And you're going to learn that from the people at AMSOIL. And this is information that people in other lubricant companies couldn't even hope to get. If you go during the convention, it's only like $140. I actually made the decision myself just in the last week or so that I'm going to attend the core technology. So if you're going to come, you get a couple extra days to ask, work with me and ask questions or whatever. I'll be at the core technology from the 16th to the 17th, and then on 18th starts the direct jobber portion of the meeting. So I'll be skipping in class on that one to go to the direct jobber portion. March 9th, if you're in the Middle Tennessee, Kentucky area, let's say if you're in 3 hours of Nashville, Tennessee, mark your calendars. March 9th is going to be a dealer business opportunity meeting and a T1 class in Nashville. John Bontempi is going to be helping put that on. It's going to be actually at the University of Phoenix, which is right near the airport in Nashville. And I think John's going to talk about that here later in the program. March 21st in Louisville, Kentucky. If you're in the Ohio, Indiana, Louisville, or Kentucky area, if you're in Middle Tennessee, we're going to drive to the Mid-America Truck Show. This is the world's largest trucking industry show. We'll walk through the convention center, look at some of the new trucks and the technology, and, of course, we'll be wearing our AMSOIL gear. David and Carol Bell have a booth at the show, and so we'll be walking through, and we'll see, their booth, and we won't bug them too much, but we'll see how they work their business a little bit. And then after the show, there's going to be a direct jobber meeting in Louisville at the hotel where David and Carol Bell are staying. We'll have a little bite to eat and have a little dealer meeting. Then we'll beat feet back to Middle Tennessee, or if you're coming from other areas, we'll go leave after the meeting. Tonight, I wanted to talk about success and money. It seems very elusive. And I know we struggle with it. Even I struggle to this day. It's a topic that just, we just never have enough of it. It seems like other people are doing well, and maybe we're not doing as well as we'd like. And what I do is I do a lot of study, and I try to find different ways. And I think it's a lot of it is internal and in your own mind. Your own mind is holding you back from success, and I firmly believe that 100%. And so to change those things, you have to change the way of thinking, stop that stinking thinking, they say. And, if you read enough books, listen to enough tapes, keep positive and hang around the right people, you will be successful. I'm 100% positive of that. Recently I started reading a book. My yearly goal is to read one success motivation book per month every year. And I'm a little bit behind this year. It's already in February, and I'm still on my first book, but that's okay. I'm not going to call it like a season, I guess. I need to get my butt in gear. But I'm reading a book from T. Harv Eker called The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, and it's Mastering the Inner Game of Wealth. And this is a very interesting book, and he talks about the blueprint in your mind and how your perceptions from when you were brought up until now actually shape the way you think about money and success. There's some people out there that think that, you know, if you're rich and, you know, that's bad. And, you know, some people are that way, but I think there's a lot of things that you could do. If the more money you have, the more people you could help. And I had a conversation with somebody in AMSOIL, and I said, look, I want to make, you know, $500,000 a year in AMSOIL. And they said, well, why do you want to do that? I said, well, because I could help more people that way, whether it be in AMSOIL, whether it be in the endeavors that I like to do. I just think I can help more people with the more money I can make, and make sense, you know. So, you know, in the book, I'm just going to go over a couple of topics in there just real quick, and some of the things that directly affect your thoughts and so forth. And one is the way your parents treated money. I've listened to Dave Ramsey, and he says the number one cause of divorce in America today is the fight over money. And so the way your parents and acted around you with money could affect the way that you think about it today. And really, there were some things in the book that talked about, you know, one gal, you know, would go ask her mom for a quarter for some ice cream, and her mom would say, you know, don't ask me, your dad has all the money. And then so she'd go ask her dad, and he'd give her the quarter. And so then for the longest time, you know, that father response, or her husband had all the money and she didn't have any money, and so she found a way to, you know, overcome that and work out their money differences. And it kind of made a lot of sense in the book. So reading this book, I think, will help you. If you really want to study success and money, you got to learn the principles that create wealth, and understanding and reading stories from other people, I think, will help you do that. Changing your mindset takes recognizing, you know, and it takes how you think about success. And most people don't have a direct path about wealth and money. They just are living day to day, and you know, that's really not kind of a way that you want to be. You know, you want to say, well, what can I do to better myself? What can I do to better my situation? And I think that if you study the things, I've read several books even before this, Success Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. I've read Dave Ramsey's stuff, and there's a couple other better, more money type of books, and I'll put those on the call notes when everybody gets those, and you'll be able to see the links to that. He talks about process of manifestation, and he had to use an acronym that's called TFAR, and he says thoughts lead to feelings, and then feelings lead to action, and action leads to results. So the things that you think, basically it says, you know, the things you think about is what you're going to be about. So if you think about negative things all the time, you're going to be probably a negative person. You think about positive things, you can be a positive person. If you study the principles of wealth, you might be a wealthy person. If you study, if you don't think about anything, you probably won't be much. And I know Jim Rohn talks about that. If you think in small terms, you're always going to be small. If you think in big terms, you're going to be big. So work on those things yourself. There's plenty of motivational books. I've read many of them. They're listed on the website. You know, reading this book I'm talking about tonight, it's going to help you get back to those principles that are going to make you more successful. I know we've all heard the you know, money is the root of all evil. You know, save your money for a rainy day. Rich people are greedy. You know, the filthy rich. You have to work hard to make money. Money doesn't grow on trees, etc. Well, this is verbal programming. It's and it affects the way you think about it. And so to change those things, you've got to understand that, you know, where those terms came from and for what reason. And he talks about in here that it was really, really interesting how he said that, you know, he talked about the menu, and he said, you know, when middle class people look at a menu, they read off the right side. What do we have? We go out to eat, you know, we made it to the middle class, we can go out to eat a couple times a month or whatever, so we read off the right side, you know, what's the cheapest on the menu, you know. And if you ever been to a nicer restaurant, it says, you know, market price. You know, what does that mean? Market price. And he's like, well, most people eat chicken and they go out to eat because that's the lowest cost. And, you know, God forbid if you ask what market price is, and, you know, it's $49 a plate. You know, he says, oh, you know, I think I'm hungry for chicken tonight, you know. And it was just very comical in the book. And like, because I've been there, I'm like, oh, you know, what's the cheapest thing on the menu? People that have money, they don't, you know, if they're hungry for swordfish and it's $50 a plate, they say, well, I want swordfish, and they don't have to worry about that. It sounds like a kind of a cool place to be, you know, I'd like to get there. And, of course, it's a process, and maybe out to eat is not your thing, and I'm just saying that. But it's just the way you think about it, you know, the price of that. You know, I'm looking at buying a tractor for the farm, and I'm like, oh, the price of this tractor, the price. You know, who cares? I'd like to buy the tractor that I want to have. Why not just do it that way? It seems a whole lot better to me. Just, I don't care if it's the color green, purple, orange, whatever. The tractor that suits my needs, I'm just going to go buy it, and that's the way to have it. And it all deals with money, you know. If the tractor's $20,000 or $15,000 or $10,000 or whatever, you know, looking and creating wealth for yourself so that you can do more things that you like to do, as well as help other people. And that's kind of what the book is about. There's Blaine. He talks about blame in there. He says most people blame others for the situation, and it really is a direct result of what's in the mirror. What you focus on is what you become. He talks about complaining and negativity. You know, hopefully you guys, sometimes I complain a little bit. Some people on the call might have heard me complain about some things. I just like to rant. I think it makes me feel better. But complaining really doesn't do anyone any good. Trying to be a positive person because that attracts more positivity to your life. So try to be a positive person, and I really do try to look on the better side of most things. He talks in there, there's no such thing as a rich victim. You know, he says, you know, when somebody that doesn't have any money and their car gets dinged, you know, it's the end of the world. But, you know, if the millionaire guy scratches his boat, you know, everybody else says, you know, what are you bitching about? You got a yacht, you know, so it's kind of a funny thing. I did say that people play to win. Rich people play to win, and poor people play just not to lose. They just don't want to lose. The number one reason people don't get what they want is because they don't know what they want. And figuring those things out, that's part of your goals and goals for your business and life goals. Get your life goals in order. And if it's wanting to buy a tractor in the next 3 to 5 years, find a way to do that, and you will be successful. Alicia and I have a little piece of property here in Tennessee, and you know, we're on the 5-year plan. You know, we're wanting to make this what we want it to be in the next 5 years, and so we've got a plan of success to do that. Think big. You know, they always say think big, and that's true. The law of of attraction, we've talked about that a little bit. You attract what you think about. So if you attract, if you think about being successful, and you are, you will attract other successful people. And again, study what makes people successful. And, you know, reading the books, watching the videos. I don't know, some people probably don't have to do it. I have to read the books. I have to watch the videos. I have to listen to the tapes numerous times. If you need some tapes, you know, send me an email. I can get some tapes coming your way, or CDs or whatever you call them now. I mean, they tapes back in the day, but I can send some tapes your way that you can listen to, and I'll turn off that negative news on the radio and turn off the same old crappy music, you know, that's just on there. They play over and over with commercials in between. And listen to something positive. If you put it on your car while you're driving here and there, you do about an hour one way, you get a tape done, you drive. Heck, you listen to this tape twice. I can probably guarantee you I've listened to the Jim Rohn Building Your Network Marketing Business CD at least 500 times. I've got it in the car, and when I don't have anything better to listen to, I listen to it. And I can recite it word for word. I know what it says, when he's going to say it, and I just listen to it again, and I think it helps. I do have a video. I subscribe to a online, it's like a lead generation thing, but it's also a very, I've used him in the past, and I've got a couple of his DVDs, but so I went on and subscribed to the online version to put out there to get people that are interested in the type of business that we work in. His name is Tim Sales, if you want to write that down. And he's got a series called Brilliant Compensation. He talks about how our type of business works or whatever. But he also has another video that he put out. It's called What the Wealthy Buy on Payday. And I'm going to include that in the tonight's call. You can get a link to that and watch the video for free. I pay for this. It's cost me $30 a month, but I think it's an important thing to really help you understand the successful principles of wealth. And, of course, the Brilliant Compensation will be on there too, and I really think that helps folks calling in tonight get a better understanding of what we do. There's two things, two sides of everything, you know, yin and the yang, positive and negative and all that stuff, but the two sides of everything. So to get yourself in the position of that millionaire mindset includes getting out of debt. You know, that's the one side, two sides of that rope. And, you know, one side is get out of debt, and the other side is build your net worth, build your business, build your success on the other side. You got to do both of those, and, you know, you will have when you get out on the other side of where you're going, and your goal, 3 to 5 years, 5 to 10 years, those building those assets will pay you over and over again. Again, I said you can watch the videos. Be sure to click on those. On the successful ideas, some of the folks calling in tonight, I appreciate everybody listening in. Several dealers on our team have had some great success in the last couple of weeks, and I thought I'd bring them up. One thing, though, that I would like to bring up myself, I've had some good success running some low-cost ads in a peddler-type magazine that's in our local area. I picked one up on a newsstand. I got like 4 weeks for $28, and I put in there, one was for an Ag Grand distributor, and the other one was for Amsoil lubricants, and I've had four calls on that, and that's just in the last, it's been 2 weeks now, so I've had four calls in 2 weeks, and they're pretty positive for the AgGrand products and everything, and I think it's going to turn out well. Another thing I did was I picked up some local business cards at truck stops, you know, any place you see a bulletin board, pick up a business card off there. I picked up one guy, lawn care, a handyman, and another guy did a marine performance and repair, and this guy, I believe, is going to sign up as an Amsoil dealer. So I picked up a business card off of a wall, called the guy, told him what I'm looking for, and sent him a little packet. We're getting him signed up here soon. So the low-cost ways to build your business, and, you know, they're out there, and, you know, just find what works for you. Andre, are you on tonight?
Yes, I am.
Andre, well, I appreciate you calling in. Congratulations on becoming a direct jobber. You did that last month, and you're out there working at your business. Can you give us some, you know, what does it take to become a direct jobber?
The first thing, be positive. Be positive and be optimistic and put the slightly above realistic goal for yourself so you can move forward, not just meet the goals and go beyond it. And very important, learn the product. Learn the product is going to give you very confident talking to the people. And people really respond when they feel you know the product, you know what you're talking about. It's much, much easier to sign people this way. So when you come to the shop and ask the question, listen what they're trying to ask you and respond for that, it's really helped. My personal approach to the business, I try to talk to the people, see them in person, not just on the phone. Phone doesn't work for me. But like I go into the shops, talk to the people. If they not want to sign right away, I come back in a month. And I have a couple accounts. I work with them a couple of years, and finally they sign up. And they turn up pretty good accounts. Other thing, become T1 certified. Really important. Big help. For example, today I got T1 certified lead from Anzol. I stop in the shop, sign him right on the spot. So you don't need to look for the clients. Anzol give it to you. Just work with them, and it's working. So basically,
well, good. You're doing all the right things, Andre, and obviously your success shows. I remember the first time we met, you know, you took a flight. You and one of your partners flew down from Pennsylvania to Austin, Texas for a David Bell training class. You had no clue what AMSOIL was. Would you consider going to training? And I know you've gone to AMSOIL University. You're going to drive from Pennsylvania, which I think is probably about a six-hour drive, to Ohio for more AMSOIL dealer training. Tell us what you think about AMSOIL dealer training.
Well, it's a huge, huge help. And in my knowledge, I have no idea what other oil company actually do the training for their dealers. So that's going to give you big advantage about other companies, other dealers. Plus, it's going to give you kind of big push. Like the first time I flew to Texas, I met Bell team, it's literally changed my understanding about the AMSOIL. I know my research was good product, but I have no idea what kind of company it is, what kind of approach to the business, which really, really suit me. And from this point, I said, that's what I want to do. And I'm not feeling sorry in a single day.
Good.
And especially when you go into the university, it's tremendous amount of knowledge. You meet the people, you feel the atmosphere, and you feel yourself in a big family. It's not just words. You actually feel part of big family. You talk to the Mr. Matuzio, which is great. All the other dealers and see their success and very friendly and fun atmosphere, which is make you work fun, which is good.
Well, excellent. We talked about success, books and tapes and all that stuff. Do you work on some of those things yourself? Do you try to listen to some tapes and whatever?
Yep, definitely. I listen all the time on the Dealer Zone to all this video they put up every week, all the suggestion. Always try to learn new products. More information. Come back to the product what I start to forget, because if you don't sell certain product, you kind of go it away from your memory.
Good deal. Well, congratulations again, Andre, on becoming a direct jobber. You've worked hard at it, and I know this is just the beginning for your business. You're seeing lots of success, and you will continue to do. The more you learn, the more success you'll have. And appreciate everything you do.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. John Bontempi. John, are you on?
I'm here.
Oh, excellent. John, congratulations. You earned direct dealer last month. That's 3,000 commission credits for 1 month. You've got to do that 3 months in a row. And so next stop is direct jobber. And we hope you make it soon. To tell us a little bit about what you've been working on, and let's hear about your our training we're going to have on March 9th.
Okay, Michael. Well, the first thing is, I made a direct dealer, and now no pressure, but we've got to try to do this 2 more months in a row. So we're I'm doing everything I can and pulling out all the stops I can. The thing that keeps me going, in addition to a lot of the things that Andre said, is really just staying with it. A quote from Winston Churchill: "A continuous effort, not strength or intelligence, is the key to unlocking our potential." I've never been accused of being a super intelligent person, and I'm certainly not super strong. So I've got to rely on that continuous effort, you know, and that's what kind of keeps me going. Just stay with it day after day. It's already been said a couple of times, but AMSOIL U was a great eye-opener for me when I first went up there in 2011 with you and Jonathan Henley. To see the factory and see everybody was very cool. Being keyed into calls like this, you know, I started listening to David and Carol's calls, you know, month after month. I'd listen in as often as I could and listen on your call. It just gives you that feeling and the encouragement, you know, that keeps you going. I start within my budget because I don't have a ton of money to pour into any business. So I started with trade shows, small trade shows. I do gun shows, do a lot of gun shows when I can get them around here in Middle Tennessee. And to be honest with you, sometimes you do a show on a weekend and you may only get one lead that turns into a sale, but it makes your gun show. You know, the last one I did, a guy signed up as a preferred customer and, you know, placed a huge order. I mean, that pretty much almost makes my year for gun shows. So you start with that. It doesn't cost that much. Again, as Andre said, being T1 certified, you get the co-op from AMSOIL, and that helps out a lot. So we keep working it small, and then as we grow, then we do something larger. I know, you know, you and I and some others did the livestock show, which was kind of a big event for me. And it remains to be seen whether that will work for us. But I know I got a few dealers out of that show some potential. So we grow a little more and we'll see what happens next year.
Just keep stretching yourself and, you know, and find what works for you. That's really, I guess, kind of the key. But I guess if you don't do anything, you know what the result of that is, right? Is zero. So
that is so true.
You know, you're doing all the right things, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is true. And as Andre said, you got to get out there and you know what I call, you know, boots on the ground. Whenever I'm not doing something else, I'm going out driving in. And it was encouraging to hear him say he's been working on this account for a couple of years, because I have a couple of those too that I just keep going in. And sometimes you don't want to go back in, but you know that you just got to keep doing it, you know. I think
let's go on to the March 9th thing here. We got just a couple of minutes,
sure.
And I want to get one more person in before we close up. So
sure.
Let's go on to the March 9th thing and tell us just quickly how that's going to work.
Well, sure. Unlike a lot of other direct dealer network marketing companies, we don't beat people over the head with, you know, bring your people, or anything like that. But at the same point, I thought it would be a good idea if we had a combination training and opportunity meeting, and what we have a classroom at the University of Phoenix open to us for several hours on a Saturday morning. And what we're going to do is encourage all the dealers in the area, anybody can get to it, to come on down and bring anyone who is interested in the AMSOIL opportunity and making some additional income. We'll be able to show some of the videos, the opportunity video, talk about the products, talk about, you know, just what a good opportunity it is. Hopefully we'll get some people to sign up. And then after that, the plan is to start a T1 training. We'll see if we can start getting people trained. Well, I also have a number of dealers that haven't been T1 trained yet. So we can do that. We'll have Wi-Fi there. Bring your laptops. Bring an iPad, something like that, and we can get right into that. So I just feel it would be a good opportunity to come together, get some training in, and show some people what a great opportunity this is, and just present it right there. It'll be from 9 to 12, start at 9, and we'll finish 12, and that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Sounds good, John, and I think we're just going to have a nominal charge for that, like $5, because it is going to be from you know, we don't want people to go hungry, so we'll bring some snacks and something to drink, maybe some coffee in the morning. You know, we don't want anybody falling asleep or whatever. So $5 right. per dealership is a small cost, and we'll go over that. And, you know, that includes the Wi-Fi and getting on the computer. And I think there's going to be some lucky people that aren't T1 that will maybe be able to get on T1 while we're there. We'll just everybody dig yep. in and help that person become a T1 dealer. So this could be an exciting thing for anybody that's new in the business that hasn't that's not T1 yet. And I think it's a great idea. I'm excited to have it, and we'll look for more information to come out on that shortly. So appreciate you yep. helping out with that, John, and helping us get in that classroom at the University of Phoenix.
Well, my pleasure. I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of people out there. Hopefully a lot of people will come out.
Definitely, for sure. One last person, Brian Frambach.
Yes, sir.
Hey, there you are. You've been doing a lot of local stuff lately, just tearing up the local marketplace, it seems like, and running from one side of town to the other. Let us give us some examples of the ways that you're just getting out there and getting in touch with customers. I think you're finding the way that works best for you might be the local market.
I love the local market. That's definitely going to be my thing. I like it best. I like it when I go somewhere and they go, hey, I've seen your car somewhere else. That tells me I'm on the right track. So I wanted to emphasize that I always wear my gear and I always have my Padfolio. So those are like the two, those are the bare essentials when I'm going out into the field. Those are the things I want. I want to have my Padfolio and I want to have my gear on. And it's just a lot of networking. I document all my stops. So even if I go in and this particular owner isn't all that keen to listening to me, I still document it. And I try to keep everything piled up. I've got a growing document on my computer. I keep every stop in there. And that way when I'm back out in town, if I go by, things maybe look a little bit different, or maybe he's just had a bad day the last time I was there. I'll stop back by and just kind of talk to him again, see if I can get anywhere again. And it helps that second time when you go in and you can ask by name, when you can knock on the door or else see the receptionist and you go, hey, is Todd around? Well, that already right there helps you get that much further. So just because I didn't have any luck right away doesn't mean that I won't have luck in the future. And by me working the local area so much, I've gotten a lot of networking. I sign up one shop and I find out that the dad of the place I just signed up, he owns two or three tractor dealerships. And so by working this area so much, I'm getting really networked. I know service managers at various places. And I just went to a landscape place last week. A guy is leaving there and going to one of the tractor dealerships that I'm pursuing. So now I'll have a leg in there. So all this networking and all this documenting, I keep up with everybody's name. And sometimes I can't pull it up right off the top of my head, but I make it a point to be very good with names. And I try to make that document searchable on my phone so that if I'm on my phone and I'm pulling up to Kubota, I can search for Kubota real quick, and I can see that that service manager's name is David or whatever. So I walk in, I know I'm asking for David, and just network in this area and making sure that they see me and they see my little car, and I just work it, man, just beat it to death.
That's, you know, that kind of goes along the saying of, you know, the harder I work, the luckier I get, it seems like. You find you know, a local lawnmower repair shop or whatever, and that guy owns it, and his dad owns a couple of Kubota dealers. That's kind of cool. And I think the same thing, like now, you've just been in AMSOIL just roughly around a year, probably seriously in AMSOIL just at a year. And you're seeing some of the stuff you did last year come around full circle. And like Andre said, that you know, it takes a year, sometimes it takes longer to get a customer signed up. It just don't give up and stop in there on a monthly basis or whatever and keep that relationship going.
Absolutely. I agree. Another thing I believe wholeheartedly in, I'll just throw a plug real quick, is I carry around data bulletins and field studies. Now, I know everybody doesn't want to ride around with a filing cabinet, but I do, and I like it. If I go somewhere, I'm talking to a fleet manager right now They deliver milk. And, you know, it's nice to be able to go to the car, grab out the refuse hauler, the garbage thing with Nordic Waste, and leave that with that customer because he's already interested. He's just got to confirm it with the owner, make sure that the owner's on board. Well, now when he goes and talks to the owner, he can say, look here. So he's got some documents, and he can sit at home at night and read that thing. And I just believe wholeheartedly in the data bulletins and field studies. I really do. I hand out a lot of those things, and I think they help. So there's just a little, I don't know, kind of a tidbit from Brian.
Right. AMSL does a lot of work to create those documents, and you don't really have to have a full filing cabinet. Your little Yaris, I don't think, would hold my filing cabinet in there. It's like 6 foot tall and, 4 foot wide, and it's full up of AMSL stuff. But I guess just a little, small deal you could carry around that has, and you probably don't have 100 brochures. You only need a couple of several of the big ones that are really important, like the refuse hauler and the fuel economy study what's the one with the pest control study, those.
Yeah, Guardian Pest.
It was just a handful of really, really good brochures that you probably should have on hand. And, that's obviously for anybody's own personal business to determine. If you're working with motorcycles, carry around a couple motorcycle brochures, or boats, carry around the boat brochures, and figure out for yourself what you want to carry. But I think those are great points, Brian, and you're on tap. Your last parting thoughts here before we get off, let's talk about the convention. You're on tap for that?
Absolutely, yeah. I hope to bring the whole family up this year and take part in that. Really looking forward to the dinner out with the Bells on Lake Superior. I got a feeling that is going to be a special event. And then just being up there and being in the company of the other dealers, being up there at AMSOIL, seeing the factory firsthand, and seeing some of the stuff that they bring out. I mean, it's a lot of fanfare. I mean, really, I know last year when they, had the hockey rink, that's pretty cool seeing all the tractors out there and the hot rods and things like that. So I'm just looking forward to, I can only imagine that this year being the celebratory year that it is, I think they'll pull out all the stops and it'll be a big time.
Yeah, and we'll be able to wear our shorts up there now because it'll be summertime, hopefully. There's a chance you might not be able to, but most likely we could have our shorts on up there in the summertime. So, but it'll be comfortable. It won't be like it's down here in Tennessee where it's 98 degrees and 100% humidity. So, well, that's a wrap. I appreciate it, Brian, for your insights. And, John, congratulations on Direct Dealer. And, again, Andre for making Direct Jobber. With that, this is a wrap, and I hope everybody has a great week selling, and stay in touch, and I appreciate you getting on the call tonight. Hope everybody has a great night. Good night.
No,
good
night,
Michael. Good job, John. Good job, Brian.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian, for helping.